And we live, coming in. We back, yo. We back once again.
Patiently waiting for a track to slow down. You stun if you want in your ass to get rolled on.
It's not even a podcast. It's just a real conversation about relative relations. Episode 181. It's the boy J Oates. I'm in this motherfucker chilling with the homie DJ the Chef.
What's happening, yo?
I got the down with me.
You're.
In this one. All right. This
that album was hard.
50 was
that
50
was
in, man.
Was hard, bro.
You know how to pretend. Listen, That's the line I wanted to hear. These industry niggas ain't friends. They know how to pretend. That was maybe the only line I needed in the whole shit. On this one, we gonna talk about some friendship shit. But first and foremost, gotta give a big shout out to everybody is listening, wherever they're listening, wherever you at, Spotify, if you want IG, iTunes, Apple, Google. I don't know if you got like a weird podcast app. Shout out to you. We appreciate the listen. It's not even a podcast. Still talking. And, all right, DJ. You gotta play, like, judge in, like, homie court today. Like,
okay.
We'll call it, like, homie court. So I need you to, like, it's a few charges on the table, right? Not charges, but like...
Tell me the story and let me make up the charges as you tell me the story.
You're welcome. That's wrong. Right. See, and that's why he's a judge. All right. Now, Don is familiar with the story to a degree, like, from a distance. Like, you know what I'm saying? It wasn't present during any of the times. You know what I mean? So there's a friend that I have, or a friend that I had, or I thought that I had, for years, like, you know what I'm saying? Niggas kicked it almost on a daily basis. On a daily basis for, you know what I'm saying, many, many days.
Taking notes on this.
I knew said individuals and had met, been around his parents, even helped his
mutual
mom.
Mutual friends, family, acquainted.
Even met his mom, helped with his grocery, do her groceries. Dude, I met all his siblings. He's been in homes with my children, like, really? When my son was like a...
This is getting deep.
Child, like, kicked it a lot. Like, you know what I'm saying? Mutual friends outside of, like, work. We worked together.
Co-worker?
But it was just crazy how paths had crossed, just in just many mutualities. The said individual had, like, a very big issue with, like, people that he grew up with, like, being snakish with, like,
sneaky
or wolfish with like the girls, like, you know what I'm saying, like you bring a girl around niggas to try to shark your girl type shit. And he always felt that was disrespectful. I had a girl, he was very dirty Mac-ish trying to shoot it.
You said what?
Dirty Mac-ish. Yeah, well, not even dirty Mac-ish, he was just trying to dirty Mac, like, you know what I'm saying?
Mac.
Well, you're a judge? Listen, I'm not a judge. And you're impartial. Like, you don't know. You know what I'm saying?
Blazing in front of you?
No, behind back.
Oh, okay.
Behind back. But pause. But admittedly so. Correct?
Yeah.
Like, you know what I'm saying? We'll admit it behind back that is what he in fact did.
That's crazy.
Now, Don said, now I haven't spoken to said individual in like maybe 3 years. And like, so there's a mutual friend that we have, and dude doesn't like that we're cool in any way. Like, you know what I'm saying? He feels that if we're to hang out, like he wouldn't be cool with the mutual friend anymore. Now Don said that's a part of the beef that we have going on, and I said, wait, there's no beef. I don't have a beef with this person. That's not beef, right?
It's not.
What is it called, Judge?
So what made the falling out?
I just
the wrong behind the back.
Yeah, just trying to hate on me. Yeah,
that's not a beef. I don't think that's a beef. That's just like I don't fuck with you.
But do you think that this other person can have a perceived beef? Like, you know how?
Why would he have the beef if it was his girl? He was slaking. That's a whole flag on the play. Let's replay what happened. He said they was cool and he went behind his back. So him being upset, he should, well, first and foremost, he should be upset with him being sloppy, I guess, trying to holler at his chick. And not, you know, if they was as close as he said, for one, he broke the bro code. You know what I'm saying? That's very, very disloyal to your bro.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Because if we're around each other's family, like, you supposed to be treating her like sis. You supposed to be making sure, like, if I introduce you to my chick, you supposed to treat her like that's, you know, like, y'all drunk, make let me know when y'all get home. Oh, y'all been drinking, you need me to drop y'all off. It's like certain little shit. Like, today I had produce in my car. Hey, call this thing, hey, you eat cabbage potatoes? Like, I ain't had it in a while, but I got extra food in my car. I'm typing in a green and grocery, my extra food in my car. Because I get it for free, you know what I'm saying? But it's just like little shit like that. Like, you look out for your people, you don't go and. But then that just lets you know that that's not, was never your nigga. He was just probably always trying to, what can I do to be like this nigga? You know what I'm saying? Because why have you been around me so long and then this is what you do to make us fall out? What you thought the student became the teacher, you was about to. Like, grab my girl.
Tails,
that's crazy. No, he definitely broke bro code. So the charges here is bitch ass nigga. Two counts of being a bitch ass nigga. No, that's just weird to me. And then why are you beef? What is your beef?
So
he has a beef.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. What is his beef?
That's the thing. Like,
but so
I wouldn't.
She ain't talking to neither one of us, nigga, because of that. What was the beef? I don't understand. What's the beef? Why are you mad because you got caught?
But so this... Oates made a friend who's a lady. This friend was already friends with this lady. And said, if you talk to Oates, become closer with him, I'm done with you.
Not so many words, maybe?
That's what it was... Yeah, that's what she said, yeah.
Okay. But why... What... Where do you? Why do you think?
Do you consider that an insecure?
Because he's embarrassed because that should have come up. I'm like, oh, you know him? Oh, how you know him? Oh, well, we used to be cool, and then I rattled the story up because I knew I was wrong. So I don't want you to even talk to him. I had the same incident that happened to me a couple weeks ago. That exact incident. Oh, well, yeah, you could. We gonna change the narrative of this story. You can go drop off X, Y, Z, W, you know, A, B, C, but. You know, Captain I and J don't want to talk to you, but
I gotta change the narrative.
So what you just said was she.
Yeah, all right, you do the story.
Okay, he didn't want her to be cool with you because eventually. Right, he said he stopped fucking with her, right?
Eventually,
maybe, somewhere, 50-50 chance, of course, that it could come up that y'all knew each other.
Then no, she knows, everybody knows that we all know each other. Everybody knows each other.
Okay, so, but does she know the story? Okay, so maybe said individual doesn't know that she knows the story, unless he does know she knows, and he don't want it to come out.
Okay, no, all right.
Because that's what happened with me, like, something was said... But the individual didn't know, and then they texted me the following day and was like, yeah, when you go do such and such, they just ain't got time to talk to you. But they don't know that the conversation that she thought we was going to have.
I am so lost. In
I have to tell you off camera.
Yeah, did you keep trying to parallel it to the story that you can't talk about on here, so nobody knows what you're talking about, except for you.
Yeah, I have to tell you off camera. But yeah,
this just had an inside moment with himself real quick.
I feel like it's just a moment of embarrassment. Like, damn, I did it. Here go this nigga.
Yeah, but it's just not a beef. It's not a beef. It's not a beef.
No, it
at
couldn't
all.
Be. On his end, it is. On no end, it's just like, well.
Do you think one sided beefs exist?
Yeah, for sure. Okay. For sure. Niggas are stupid enough to be that oblivious to be mad at somebody with no ulterior motive.
Right. I still got love to do. If you go down my page, you'd see pictures. Like.
I gotta look into this. Strokes imaginary. Mm-hmm.
I don't have no. Like, it's not like love. Like, we would never be cool again because, like, I just know who you are. But, like, you know what I'm saying? The times that niggas spent, I was genuine. Like, you know what I'm saying? So.
Oh, no, yeah. I've
doing this time.
Yeah, like, I'm the type of nigga that
you can never recreate the times. You can never replace them. You can never take them away. That's part of who I am and part of the time I spent on this earth. I mean, it wasn't that long.
I had a friend grab my girl's ass one time, and she didn't tell me until we got home. And I drove all the way back to that nigga house. And when his mama seen me pull up, she's like, "What you doing?" I said, "Nothing." And walked in the house. And when I went to go swing on him, she grabbed my arm and said, "I seen it in your eyes. He did something wrong." And she was like, "What you doing?" He was drunk and grabbed my bitch ass.
Yeah,
I was about to lace this shit too.
I was about to fight on campus freshman year.
I grabbed him against the wall too. I had him in his mouth.
I'll tell you his name after we get off here, because like everybody fuck with him now and stuff. He's like changed his ways, I guess, as a person. I never had like a personal vendetta after that, but. I'll tell you. We got some. This is shit that y'all can hear, I guess. That was a way quicker court case than I thought we was gonna get some more shit out of it.
No, yeah, I don't think that should even, he should have a plea deal in that court case. He's gonna take up the trial, think he's wrong. The plea deal of being a bitch ass nigga and
it's not
what they do on my one movie. What was it? What was the one movie, The Guard, or what was the movie with Charlize Theron? Old Guard.
Okay.
When the nigga did something wrong, they immortal, they banished the nigga 100 years, we'll see you in a century. Nigga, you wanna keep fucking around, we'll see you in a century, nigga.
There you go, yeah.
Banish the nigga, you should take this lick, take this, yeah, that's shit.
In 100 years, we'll be cool again.
Yeah, we'll be cool again.
There you go. I like that one. In 100 years, well, 97 now.
Right.
It would take time, sir.
Time served.
I ain't spoke to this nigga in 3 years and some change, so you know.
That's wild.
96 and some change, if you want to be technical. But that's funny. Yeah.
No, I don't think I've ever had a situation where that.
It did, yeah, like, I don't know.
And it was beef.
I don't consider that beef, though. I just consider that, like.
You was wrong.
I don't know what to call it. Yeah, like.
I thought you was my man.
Yeah, you just foul. Like. You just play the game foul. And that's cool.
I don't speak to you when I see you either. I don't acknowledge it.
And like, I don't mean to do this as like a bad mouthing or nothing. Like, this is just because that's why I ain't say nobody's name or anything like that. But it's just like, nigga.
Stan. Shit.
Yeah, see, that's why I thought we were going to get to the shit that you was talking about.
I had a nigga at my job when I worked at the county was trying to bad mouth me to a chick because he was so busy trying to get her attention. When meanwhile, she was trying to holler at me and she came and told me. He came and told me, like, he said such and such and such and such. Yeah, I did such and such. But, and I caught this nigga. I said, "Man, listen, keep my name out your mouth, bro. Like, I don't like that shit." He was some nigga from Richmond.
See, for me, like, yeah, I'm not.
I don't like that shit.
I don't necessarily need to talk to you because, like, that just puts us in the dick off. And that gets to the question I asked you off camera.
Well, it wasn't a dick off.
That's a dick off.
Well,
it's just a sweep. It's a clean sweep. It's like, you know, when they're like in the playoffs, like some people
are bowling.
Yeah, this is a clean sweep. Like, you just, I don't know how to relate it to bowling, but
they
like,
got mad.
Have you ever been in a dick off?
What the fuck is a dick off?
All right, a dick off is like, like when you know that you are having sex with someone and she is having sex with someone else and y'all both know who each other are. Has that ever happened? Like a dick off, where you knew that it wasn't your girlfriend, y'all weren't in a relationship. I'm clearly talking about times previous, but like, you know what I'm saying? Like when you just been fucking somebody and you knew like the game was going on. The game is the game. She fucks dude. Maybe she make it known. Maybe, you know what I'm saying? Y'all, you catch her out, like, you know what I'm saying, with somebody else and you don't really make it a big thing because she's not your girl. Like, you know what I'm saying? You just kept a player or whatever. Like, that's never happened. Like, you know what I mean? You never found out that a chick that you was fucking is fucking somebody else while y'all fucking?
I was shocked one time.
I was shocked one time.
One nigga's always shocked.
He just realized. He just realized. I was that one time.
All right. So now, in his dick off, in said dick off, because I'll tell you
did
this.
Did you wet her
up? No. In newsflash, niggas have lost probably more dick offs than you don't realize because, like, in reality, you just don't know the nigga that she chooses over.
Ghosting is usually just another dick.
I think I won the dick off, but off a technicality.
Oh, what happened? He didn't die, did he?
Huh?
He didn't die, did he?
No.
Oh, okay.
So, I was
super technicality.
He did so funny.
I might have been two dick offs. I was in a dick off.
Only two in your life?
Two I can recount. So I was in a dick off.
That's nuts.
I was in a dick off in this
That's a beautiful life though.
And it was kind of like a
I'm envious.
How do I word this? Like it was a cool situationship.
Huh?
And but we didn't talk for like a month.
Yeah.
And so she comes back and she's like, "Hey, I miss you," and I'm like, "Cool, like, come on through."
Mm-hmm.
And so she goes, "I want to be honest with you." I'm like, all right, well, what happened? She goes,
I was fucking somebody else. Yeah, you lost the kickoff for a second.
And then she was like, I thought that me and him might have had something.
Oh, is that considered a dick off too? I thought, okay.
That's totally losing a dick off and then winning round two. That's then round two of the dick off.
And then so what happened was, he was, I guess.
Now, you could win the whole series by just chalking it, but anyway.
He might as well have been in there. But then she found out that he was a felon.
Uh-huh.
And she was like, "Well, I don't really want to fuck with a felon."
That's not what it was, but okay.
And then, and then what also happened was he proposed to her.
Oh.
And she was like, "Absolutely fucking not. Now you're crazy and insane." Mm-hmm. So then she hit me back up and I guess came back around and then I got what I wanted, which is
just to keep fucking.
Yeah. So technicality wins. I didn't even do anything.
So you got TKO. I got you.
Yeah.
All right. That's cool. All
right.
Man, only two dick offs in life. I've been in way too many dick offs in life. It's nuts.
The other dick off,
like in college and shit, like and just man. It's
the other dick off.
College
I did
was
lose.
Crazy.
I did.
Yeah,
lose.
I've had like relationships, but then like.
But then
I guess with that scenario, I've lost more because
I had a real toxic relationship where like. It where she kept cheating with like a dude. Where she cheated with like her ex.
That sucks.
Well, yeah, I mean,
I was the ex.
The whole relationship sucked, is what it was.
All right, let me tell my second dick off story.
All right, come on.
All right, so I'm in a dick off, and I would say that I lost the dick off, but then I guess it didn't matter that I lost the dick off because the guy was so like completely awful.
Mm-hmm.
So then she was like, "I got abused." She moved to a different.
I want to hear more. Keep talking.
So, I lost a dick off. I think they started, like, a life together. And then, like, she proceeded to hit me up, like, a couple, like, months later and was like, "Look, like, I made a terrible mistake."
Round two of the dick off.
And
you didn't
I was
necessarily
like,
lose it.
And I was like, well, I'm sorry about that, but, you know.
I'm sorry about
and I'm like, but, like, what do you mean, though? Like, what could be.
What are you looking for?
You chose him, so what happened?
Yeah.
And she's like, "He's mean. He's verbally abusive. The house got shot up because of him. He doesn't clean."
She'll let with that one. I don't care if he's mean. The house got shot up.
Like,
wait a second.
That should have been the only thing. No, like, he got the house shut up. Oh, okay. I got it. Fear for your life. Gotcha.
Like, that's what you intro with, the gunshots.
Maybe. So then, I don't know. I feel like I wasn't even mad. Like, you have poor judgment. You know what
he
saying?
Got poor judgment.
So in that way, I was
because she chose
straight to judgment. You straight to judgment yourself.
Yeah,
you got poor judgment. I want you to think about it.
So sometimes I guess maybe you could even be happy to lose
the dick off
to rub it in somebody's
face. So you didn't fuck with her anymore. You won the series. There you go.
Okay,
right, 21 and out.
Yeah. I can't believe you've only been in two dick offs. That is so nuts to me.
It's amazing.
Yeah, I wish we had more time. We'll get to some other shit, some more wild shit later. I don't know if you got time to stick around. We might go all audio with some crazy stories. Because I got some stories to tell you about some fucking dick offs, bro. What? Until next time, make sure you talk to your loved ones. I know you love them.
Eat, drink, and love, people.
Yeah, and don't take it to the chest when you lose a dick off, bro. Like, you know what I'm saying? It's many women in the world, if you lost, that wasn't the one for you. Like, you just gotta move on. Realize that you are worthy and still a king, bro. You know what I mean? You're still a king, man. Pick yourself up, dust off your crown.
Practice your hobbies, take care of yourself.
Yeah. And like honestly, Raw, like we were all retired from the game. He just
take care of yourself and others. Remember Jay Strange?
Oh, rest in peace, Jerry.